Pre-game coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for girls basketball action. And joining me, head coach of the ESAC County girls basketball team, head coach Jason Phillips. And first, coach, kind of give us some of your overarching thoughts over the last five. Your team won its last game out, has had a couple of close ones in that stretch as well.
You know, we've been playing a lot better over the last six or seven games. Last Friday night, we ran into a buzzsaw with Sioux Central, but, you know, that's why they're rated, what, third or fourth or fifth or whatever they are in Class 2A. Very good ball team. But, you know, for the last five or six games, we've been right in them and playing really well.
What do you think's the big takeaway? You know, it always seems like we talk about Newell Fonda in your guys' conference, but you get Sioux Central and then turn around your next game out. The next day, in fact, at GTRA and pick up a win. What does a game like Sioux Central do when you know you've got to turn around the next day and play?
You know, you want to be competitive. It was senior night for us. And, you know, we didn't start our normal starters, you know, and our seniors played well. But, you know, after getting down a certain amount of time, you're going to pull your girls that you need to play for the next day, because there, you know, kind of is no hope. And, you know, but it's still fun to play good teams. That's what makes you better. And so when you do that, you just kind of got to understand that it's time to, you know, look for the next game. And that's what I did.
Talk a little bit about this weird part of the schedule. Your last few outside of GTRA have been at home. Then you wrap up the season with GTRA plus three more on the road here. I mean, kind of gears up well for playoffs being on the road that much down the stretch.
You know, and they're good, winnable games. You know, tonight's going to be a challenge for us. But the last two, you know, they're very winnable. And, you know, when we go out on the road, we just got to do things a little bit better. I've always told any athlete that you got to be, you know, 10 points better than, you know, than your opponent on the road. And I believe in that. And so it's good to go out there and get these extra games, you know, done. And, you know, there are two conference games, you know, tonight and Friday. And so there's still some meaning there. And we like doing that.
Talk a little bit about this month. In the front part of the month, like many teams, you had a lot of games that got moved around, so now everything feels kind of condensed. What was the message to the team? I mean, obviously you're not the only one that's been facing that, but what was the message to the team going forward into this part of the season?
You know, just getting better. You know, that we all want to be better at the end of the year. You know, you don't want to peak too early, and that's a huge thing for us. I've always believed that we are playing our best time come tournament time, and you just want to keep progressively getting better and getting more confidence and using all that to be the best at the end of the year. And we seem to do that. We're usually a tough out when it comes to playing, and that makes everybody happy.
Chatting with head coach Jason Phillips of ESAC County Girls Basketball, and talk a little bit about your last time out. A Saturday game, interestingly enough, at GTRA, winning 54-49. Walk us through that one, a nice conference opponent, and picking up the five-point win.
You know, we came out, you know, the first quarter was fairly even. I think we were up the first quarter. And then we played really good defense in the second quarter. We were up, you know, quite a bit more. I think we were up by seven or eight. Third quarter, we did the exact same thing we did in the second quarter. And we were up pretty good. We were up by, you know, 15 or 16 points. And I don't know if it was just because it was our second game in 2 days that we allowed them to have 21 points there in the fourth quarter. And we let it get a little closer than I wanted it to. But, you know, we played really well. We shot the ball decent, you know, on somebody else's court. And our defense was good. And so that's what all you can ask for. And we did what we wanted to do, and we came out with that W.
Talk about a couple of efforts you saw in the game. A pair of double-doubles as Addison Ayler, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Kendall Quirk ended up with 11 points, 10 rebounds. A lot of rebounding action in that game against GTRA as well. never hurts to see a double-double.
No, you're right, and it's good that you said something about those two. I said something in practice last night. You know, Addison is fourth in 2A in offensive rebounds, and she's doing a really good job. And Kendall, I think, is fourth or fifth in defensive rebounds in 2A also, and sixth or seventh overall. So, you know, we have two girls that rebound really, really strong for us. You know, when you're missing a lot on the offensive side, you got to have some offensive rebounds to get a few more shots, and we're doing that. And then, you know, if you play good defense, there's a lot of defensive rebounds, and we're doing a pretty good job with that. So tonight will be a challenge. You know, they got a big girl inside. We want to make sure that we get as many rebounds as we can because, you know, we got to get more opportunities and keep theirs to the minimum. So hopefully they can do that again.
You talked about it there, but your matchup tonight against Pocahontas Area, a rematch from earlier this year. Pocahontas Area won that one 50-15. Really an offensive explosion in the second quarter was the difference. What were some of the takeaways that you and the team had after the first meeting against Pocahontas Area?
You know, I contribute that to confidence. You know, they embarrassed us, you know, a little bit. We only scored 15 points. That's not really typical to us for us this year. But we came off of the Newell loss. Newell always seems to make you not have confidence coming into the next game. We played Pokey right after that. And we weren't confident and Pokey's a good team, and they, you know, did some things that we missed. I think we counted up 15 layups for the game. Okay. And, you know, you don't expect to make all of them, but you expect to make some of them. And in the first 2 or 3 minutes, we missed quite a few layups. So if you make those, you know, it changes the dynamics of the game a little bit. And you're right there. And when girls lose confidence, it can go the wrong direction in a hurry, and I think that's what's kind of happened. So we talked about it. It's over with. Can't fix it. We can fix it, but we can't change it. And we'll sure give it a good try tonight.
And with all that being said, Coach, what are a couple of things, maybe to start the game off like you've been talking about, you're really hoping to see out of your team to know that maybe some of the lessons learned the first go-around of Pocahontas Area sunk in into the matchup tonight?
It starts with breaking their press. We did that last time but missed the layups. You know, if they're locked in, we'll still break the press. We'll make them layups and get a little confidence and move forward. You know, I think that's the key to the game is getting a good start. It's on their floor. They're gonna, you know, they always come out and they press and they'll attack us like they always do, and we got to be able to handle that. And execution, if we can execute, we'll be right there in the game.
All right, thank you so much for the time, Coach, and good luck tonight.
Appreciate it.
And that was head coach Jason Phillips of East Sac County girls basketball. Coming up, we will have more pregame coverage next. It's right here on Mix 101.7.